I think about the importance of going back generations and how some people know their family way back in the generations and find that important and find that to be a piece of their identity. And I don't do that. I know my grandparents, and that's as far as it goes, and I've seen the old pictures with the sepia tones and the serious looks and the period dress, and it doesn't change who I am in the present, but that's not true for everyone. Sometimes it's so important that it's a study by people that go through their family trees way back. And someone in my family actually gave me one. It was just a family tree on a piece of paper with a lot of names, and that's as far as it went. I did not identify with it at all. Even my name, my first name, I'm named after my grandmother, but they changed the spelling slightly, so it doesn't even carry through as kind of like me bringing my grandmother into my present life. But it's an important thing for some people, and that's all right. It's what it means to each person that's important. For me, it doesn't mean anything. I think about the, there's a way that importance of going back.
The rituals of burial are fascinating.
Generations
to me.
And there's, again, you can go back
and
in
how
history and they change.
Some people know their,
you know,
their
century
family,
to century
way,
or
way
whatever, family to family, or
find that
culture to culture.
Find that to be a piece of their identity.
And it's again
and,
something
I
that
don't do that. I
from the
I know my grandparents, and that's
from the past
as far as
that people
goes,
identify
the
with.
They pictures with the sepia tones.
They consider the tradition
the serious
to be
looks and the period
to be
dress and
so important and a part of who they are and a part of
make,
who the person is that they're.
It
burying.
Doesn't change who I am,
and so
in the present. But that's not true for everyone.
I guess it has to do a lot with sometimes,
in some cases, religion.
It's so important.
And that
maybe that's why I can't identify with it.
It's a study by
quite as much
that,
as a lot of other people.
Go through their family trees.
I like
way,
to
way back.
Think that
and someone in my
when
family
my soul's no longer
one,
in my body's going to disappear somewhere,
a piece of paper
not put
with
in,
a lot of names
in a box. And not
that's as far as I
have people going.
I don't.
To a particular place to
identify with it at all.
To mourn and grieve.
Even my name, my first name, I'm named after my
grandmother,
but they
remember me
spelling slightly, so
as they remember me, which is going to be different
even,
from person to person. So
it doesn't even.
I don't see the point in gathering
carry
to put,
through.
Try to put all those into one
as
image,
kind of like me bringing my
of a person that's
into my
it's not around
life.
Anymore. At least not in the physical
but
sense.
It's an important thing for some people. And that's all right. It's what it means to each person that's important. For me, it doesn't mean anything.
I was thinking about the last time I saw my father.
There's a way that
and for
of going back,
the rituals
a man
of
burial
that,
are
that loved life, that
and,
loved
and
what he did,
again, go back
and
to
how,
history and they
to
change.
Have him end
some
up in the condition he was in, and
to,
you know, century to century
way,
or
way
whatever,
back,
to not even be able to open his eyes and not
find
speak
that
culture to culture.
And find that to be a piece of
but
our
he
identity.
Could hear
because
and
when
I asked him questions.
Don't do that. from the
my grandparents,
he would
from the past,
squeeze my hand to answer them. And in fact, he could consider the tradition to be distinguished between to be so always a yes or no answer.
It's so part of who they are and a part of who the person is.
It doesn't change one squeeze for yes and two for no. And that was our only form of communication.
I guess it has to do a lot with sometimes, in some cases, religion.
Four or 5 days.
And that maybe that's why I can't identify with it. It's a study by
quite as much
that
as I'm so glad that
go through their family trees.
He didn't go any that he didn't go past that.
My soul's no longer in my body.
But the things I wanted to tell him
came
to me later. And come to me while I was standing there next to him.
Going, I don't.
And I think about that now. My mother's still alive, and I think I should tell her
and
things
grieve,
that,
even my name, my first
and,
name,
that I think I remember.
As they remember,
it's a lot harder to do in person than it is to think about
person, so
afterwards.
I don't see the point.
But I think if I could
try to put all those into one,
I would just, I guess, affirm that
of a person that's
it's not around that he did a great job and he did the best he could, and that was fine with me. Then it was okay to go.
It's what it means to each person that's important. For me, it doesn't mean anything.
I was thinking about the last time I first met Mary Grant Rias.
There's a way that
and for she been playing her way through life
that
loved about 89 years
loved,
and what he did
again
she's a black woman and to have him lived in West Philadelphia
century to century
she grew up an orphan
not even
at the time she was very very young
culture to culture
kind of wandered
but he
survived the best she could
and when I asked him
adults would take care of her now and again he would and then she'd be out on the street again.
In fact, he could consider the tradition to be
distinguished. And she grew up to be one of the
it's always a yes or no
answer. Probably the strongest willed
it doesn't change
most definitive in her identity
for no,
of a person I've ever met.
I guess
form
it
of
has
communication.
To do a lot with
she never questioned
in some cases
why things happened the way they did or
maybe that's why I can't.
Never wondered how she made it through.
As much as
I'm so glad
for her.
Every day was just
he didn't
go any opening her eyes.
My soul's no longer
and
in my body.
Finding something to eat.
Tell him somewhere.
Came to me. She ended up doing a lot of different things in her life.
Next to going, I don't.
And I think the things that I think to myself that if I had to do them,
even my name, my first name,
I'm not sure how I'd respond. But
I want to tell her, but
she doesn't think about it. She just did it. Maybe that's what everyone does when they're in those positions where they have no choices.
I don't see the point.
But I think if I could
try to put all those into one,
sometimes choices, I guess, affirm that
of a person that
can make us
almost
weaker rather than stronger.
He could,
and that was fine with me. We don't have to do any one particular thing. We can make choices, and then
it's what it means to each person that's important. For me, it doesn't.
That's all I have to say about that.
I was thinking about the last
when I first
time
met
I
Mary Grant Rias.
There's a way that
and for she been there's a way that people speak
about
89 years. Everyone does it a little bit differently.
Again,
she's a black woman,
and
I was
West Philadelphia.
Maybe unfortunately, rather
than
unfortunately,
not even
at the time she was
very
taught that diction was very important.
But he
survived
the
best and that
she
words
could.
Were pronounced a certain way.
Adults would take care of her now.
And there was
again.
Only one way to do it.
He would,
and then she'd
and
be
people
out on the
that
street
didn't
again.
Do it that way were doing it incorrectly.
Consider
the traditions
and she grew up to be one of the.
It's always a yes.
It's
or
one
no
of those things that
willed.
In my case, my mother told me that most
definitive in her identity.
They don't always want to live with it that way, but it's so ingrained in my brain.
She never questioned
that. It just keeps coming back.
Did, or
maybe that's why.
For a while,
I wondered how she tutored as much as
grade school children
every day was just
in West Philadelphia.
Go and
opening her eyes,
and
I would try to teach Malik to say his THs in the middle of a word,
or
not to slur certain letters together.
To myself, that if I had to do them,
and then I wondered when I left,
respond,
he would do it for me for a little bit, and then he'd go back. I'm sure he didn't talk that way at home or on the playground. I started wondering what difference it makes. Why should I be teaching him to speak the way I was taught to speak?
And make us
different people, different lives, different locations.
We don't have to do any one particular.
It didn't really matter how he spoke.
He could speak
any way he wanted him. My way wasn't the only right way. That's all I have to say about that.
I was thinking about the last
when
time I first met
there's a way that when I write, there's a way that people speak takes away it.
Everyone does it.
It dissipates whatever it was that was so important that I felt I had to write about it or wanted to write about it.
Unfortunately,
after it's all written,
diction was very
important. Could take me a day, a week, could take me 6 months.
A certain way, adults would take care of her.
To write on one particular topic.
And then she'd
and people that didn't do it that way. Once it was printed, collated, stapled, either handed in,
one of
put in the drawer,
or
whatever it is I did with it.
In my case, my mother told me that
it didn't seem as important.
Don't always
anymore.
Want to live with it that way.
And I think that
so ingrained in my brain.
That's really a tool that I can use. And people have different tools. Some people might tutor. Put their
school children
every day thoughts and feelings out in a painting or a song. I would try to teach
Malik.
I think that if we don't have an outlet of some sort
or
not to slur certain letters together, that everything stays inside and then they aren't really.
And then I wondered,
productive memories, they're just things
that
kind of rattle around inside.
And he'd go back.
I'm sure. It's kind of unclear
on the playground.
And I think writing, at least writing for me, makes things much more clear. And once they're clear, I release them. Before that, they're just too jumbled to do anything with
different.
Different locations.
We don't have to do any one particular.
It didn't really matter.
How he spoke, he could speak
any way he wanted him. My way wasn't
what it means
the only right way.
Important for me, it doesn't.
That's all I have to say about that.
I was thinking about the
when
last
I first
time
met there's a way that when I write there's a way that given names that
takes away it
that someone whatever it was
presumably
so important
think are
that
really
I had to write about it or
either important
it, or
unfortunately
or that they embody
after it's all written
the identity they want us to have
could take me 6 months
a certain way
adults would take care of her now
and going back to ancestry
and people that didn't do it that way
once it was I know people that have
printed
some American Indians have eight names
either handed in
one
or put
of those
in the drawer
they're either
in my case,
names
my
that mean something in the Indian heritage
and
culture
more
there.
Way,
and I think that
so
names of their ancestors
that's really
that they want to
that
I can attach to this new person and carry carry put through the next generation and then maybe the next and the next
painting.
But what does it mean to
I would try to teach
to have to carry all these identities
don't
have an outlet of some sort around in one person
What does it mean for that person?
Slur certain letters together.
That everything stays inside.
I have two names, a first name and a last name.
And I don't have a middle name.
I always regretted it.
Well, I wished my parents had given me one.
But it was only because it carried a certain ring to it.
Because it had a meaning,
exactly.
Know that I would want to
make things much more clear.
Carry around this
clear, I release them.
Taught to speak.
My heritage,
that,
my
just
jumbled
ancestors,
different
in my own identity.
Don't have to do any one particular.
I think that would be
a
burden
spoke,
in some ways.
Way
maybe
them.
It gives some people strength.
My way wasn't. What it means
maybe the memories
for me, it doesn't. That's all I have to say.
Are such that. A work in such a way that it helps them.
Thinking about the last
when I
time
think funerals are really strange occurrences.
There's a way that
given strange as they are, I don't miss
someone,
my parents.
Whatever it was,
when I
so
hear of someone that
really
I want to
it,
either important honor or I guess acknowledge, they embody
after it's all written,
as a sign of respect, I'll attend one of
them.
I find them very, very strange. Again, it's pulling all these people together
to
in one place that have very different memories of this person and trying to
people that have printed some American
Indians have thinking, I guess, that they're coalescing them into
one.
They're either one image,
names that mean something in the Indian heritage
and the
culture.
This image is always pretty rosy.
Names of their ancestors
and good and want to, you know, if there's something there that they want
to
make excuses for,
carry.
They don't really say it, but they imply it.
That
put through the next generation,
there were reasons
that
in the next painting,
that those things that person was that way.
To, I would try to teach
to have to
leave.
Carry.
And when Mary died,
identities
don't say
have an outlet
teach.
At 99. In one person.
Five people came to her
what
funeral.
Does it mean
and I was one. My husband and my daughter.
I have two.
And then there were two women from her neighborhood.
And I don't have a middle name.
I always regret.
And I was asked to speak at the funeral of this woman,
but
I
only
known for 10 years. But
nearly
100 years of life
carried a certain ring.
And all I could do was
write a meaning,
talk about her stories
that she had so many of,
much more
carry around this
clear, and come up with some of the
just.
The sayings, the words of wisdom, I guess, that she
in my own
that she repeated so many times.
I think that would be
that was my
a
burden in my image of her.
But it gives some people strength.
My way people in the room could have had a very different image.
That's all I have to say.
Are such a work in such a way that it helps them.
Thinking about the last time
I think funerals are really strange. When we apologize to someone, I don't
give
strange. I think that
are.
Really, it don't. It doesn't seem to change anything, and I don't know that it should.
So
hear of someone that
really
because
I
it's
want to either important.
I mean, it's a thought, it's a feeling, it's turned into words.
After it's all written,
it's a sign of respect.
But
by apologizing, you're. Essentially asking for forgiveness.
Again,
and pulling all these people together in one place that have very different memories of this person and trying
there's
to so much
some American Indians have thinking,
thinking I guess that
there's so much memory
to
one,
put into the same
one image
like into that same
in the Indian heritage
culture
this image is always
names of their ancestors and you can't ask someone for that
you know,
it's either given
something there that they want to make
on their terms and from
they
their
really say it, but
from themselves or it's not
through the next generation
there were reasons
so we apologize pretty freely I think
that person
sometimes
just
something quick or
you know you bump into someone
care.
Or whatever
Mary
and then there's
identities.
Apologies for things that are
in one of five people
much bigger in scope and go much deeper
I have two
and there were two women
in
our neighborhood
and I don't
have in the middle.
I think that apology,
and I was asked to speak at the funeral of this woman,
is done for the sake of the person apologizing, but
for nearly 100-year life,
the only thing that can change for the person that's being apologized to is their own perspective on it. Sometimes that changes, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it happens right away, and sometimes it takes years.
That was my.
And once an apology is given, I think the expectations have to be dropped.
People in the room could have had a different image.
Someone decides to forgive,
work in such a way that
that's their choice.
I was thinking about the last time.
I think funerals are really strange. When we apologize to someone, I don't give strange things that really, I don't. It doesn't seem to change anything, and I don't know that it should.
Hear of someone that
because
I
it's
want to, either important.
I mean,
honor,
it's a thought. It's so a along those same lines, there's so many different realities that the word itself is really meaningless.
Essentially, asking for forgiveness.
There really isn't just one.
There's one place that
thousands, millions. There's one. It's different for every person in the world. And so when we
thinking, I guess that
there's so much memory, bring our memories into put into the same into print or into a song or into a conversation or even into a meditation or a moment of self-reflection.
You can't ask someone for that.
The reality that we're trying to bring forth from those terms, memories,
and from
can't even be the same as it was. So we apologize. Whatever those memories represent,
sometimes
you can't reproduce any kind of reality. And it changes moment to moment. And it changes much bigger. It's different for each person all the time
and go much deeper.
So
I have two neighbors, two women in our neighborhood.
This is not a new concept or a new thought, but I think it's important to remember because we place so much importance on the past
change for the person
as a culture, as a group of human beings, we place a lot of importance on the past.
Sometimes that changes, sometimes it doesn't.
It's along the lines of going to funerals and giving names and so on.
And once an apology is given,
I think it drags the past along with us.
And different image.
And that's where they get the word baggage from.